I want to start in the book of Judges, the sixth chapter, if you'll read along with me. Judges, the sixth chapter and the seventh verse. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the land of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God, fear not the God of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite, have you pronounced that? And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. We'll stop right there. Gideon did not feel like a mighty man of valor. But that's what the Lord spoke to him. That's what the Lord said to him. You know, the Lord sees so much more than what we see. Many of us are like Gideon sometimes when we feel the call of the Lord, we feel the Holy Spirit moving on our hearts, we begin to look at all of our weak areas. We began to recognize that we don't have really what it takes to do what the Lord is wanting us to do. When you read the scriptures, I don't know very many people that were called that felt sufficient and qualified. But I want to say this morning, and the title of my message is The Enabling Power of the Holy Spirit. It's not our strength, it's not our ability today, it's not our goodness, our righteousness, but it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of the Lord. And that's what we want today, but so many times it's easy for us to draw back. I've done it many times, and I know you have too. But I've been encouraged and inspired that when the Lord begins to work on your heart, begins to move, that we would look at God's strength instead of our weakness. That we would recognize that the Holy Spirit can enable me to do what the Lord is calling me to do and what He's calling me to be. I'm a type of person, I like to have everything planned out. I like to know what's going to happen. I want to tell you something, it doesn't always work that way. I like to have all my ducks in a row. I like to feel organized, and I like to feel like I'm in control. But it doesn't happen that way. And I've been learning more and more to lean upon the power of the Holy Spirit. One place he mentioned, he said, "When I was with you in fear and weakness and much trembling." That's what he felt inside. That's the emotions and the feelings that he had. And I know many times when we come in contact with the Holy Spirit, the flesh gives way. And it should be that way. The flesh gives way so God can receive the glory. And we read about that with Gideon. You know, the Lord didn't want to use all that big army. He didn't want to use all their mighty men and their hosts. They had, you remember, they had too many, and he started thinning them out, weeding them out. Because the Lord had a plan and a purpose. But sometimes I'd been like Gideon. I like to feel like I've got the army behind me. But Lord, help us today to be encouraged to allow the Lord to step out, trusting in Him that He's able. The first song that we sang, it said something in the chorus. It said, "I'm happy when I'm trusting in Him. When I put my heart and my trust in Him, regarding not the things that I see, but I allow Him to lead me and allow Him to work in my life, and I just trust, I give Him control and reign, that's when I'm the happiest." You know that's true? When we yield ourselves and we give God and we quit giving Him our excuses, you know, it's so easy for us to hide behind our excuses. They can be so legitimate and so real, but there's no power in excuses. There's no blessing in our excuses. But when we come to the place, "Yes, Lord, I want to follow. I want to serve You and do what You would have me to do." I remember reading in Heart Talks many different times, but C.W. Naylor mentions one part. He said, "Some people want to be so very sure of God's leading in their lives that they don't take the evidence that He gives. They want to be so sure, so 100% sure that this is..." And I know we do. We want to be in the will of the Lord. I don't want to be out of God's will. But many times doubts and unbelief play into that. And we don't take the assurance and the evidence that He gives us and step out. Lord, help us today to be able to trust in God and allow Him to work His purpose. I've been, Sister Angela sent me the deal for the Bible lessons, and I've been working on that. and the lessons are about the four different creatures that were around the throne. One was the lion. One was the ox. And that's the two that I had to write about. But the lion represents, and it's the characteristic of Christ, but it represents boldness. Yes, amen. It represents courage. It represents fortitude. You know, there's very few times that I really feel like a lion. I don't go around walking feeling like I'm a lion. I don't feel that way. But you know, in the Spirit of God, there's lion. There's lion characteristic there. Not in us, but in the Spirit. And when we allow the Spirit, when we follow, you know, we may feel fear and trembling. We may feel insufficient. But as we yield to the Lord, there is an enabling power that comes into us and enables us to do what He wants us to do. So we can't always just go by our feelings. We can't always just go by the way we feel. We'd probably, most of us would be home if we just always went by the way we feel. I know many times in service and as a pastor, you know, the foot of the ox means service. And I love the Bible lessons. Hope you all enjoy them this next time. The ox is service. He treads. He plows day in and day out. You know, sometimes I don't feel like I've got the strength of an ox. You know, sometimes I go to service and I'm fighting discouragement. I'm fighting and I think, Lord, maybe you'll send somebody by to help today. Maybe you'll send another minister by to preach for us today. It usually don't happen. And I plod up there to the pulpit, fighting discouragement every step of the way. But you know, once I get up there, it just seems like so many times the Lord begins to multiply. He begins to add things that I didn't have. He begins to bring to mind things that I never thought of. And I just have to say, that was not me. But that's the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord. Corrie Ten Boom, you remember her testimony? She went through those Nazi concentration camps. The battle that she faced day in and day out. And she was at a speaking engagement and she saw one of the German soldiers there that held her. And she saw him, she recognized him, and she knew who he was. And all of a sudden, all these feelings of bitterness, hurt, flooded her soul, came over her, just overpowering darkness. But she said, her testimony, she said, when I reached forth my hand to shake his hand, she put forth her hand. She said it all disappeared and vanished, and the love of God filled her heart. You see, many times the Lord works in conjunction with us activating, moving, responding. She didn't feel that until she started putting her hand out. And the Lord came in and gave her power, quickening power that overcame all of that. And I know the Lord can do that for us all too. There was the time when Zerubbabel, when they, the big host that was coming against them, and they didn't have any strength or any might against them, and they told the Lord that. They prayed, we don't have what it takes to fight these people. And they didn't. But the Scripture says, as they began to sing praise, they opened, did you think they feel fear? They probably did. But when they began to sing, it unleashed something. God began to move, and it said the Lord sent ambushments. And over the Lord has worked that way in the Old Testament, and He works that way in the New Testament. The disciples that were in there in the prison after being beaten, they began to sing praises to the Lord, and things started happening and changing. I believe we can do the same thing. You know, we may not feel like a lion, or we may not feel like we've got the strength of an ox, but if we take a step towards God, if we initiate and we begin to follow the Lord and what He's wanting us to do, there is an enabling power that is unleashed that will enable us to be victorious, enable us to do what God wants us to do. I know many times it's been a struggle for me many times to meet new people. I'm not a person of a lot of words. I don't say a whole lot, but I found out that if I'll just start the Lord can help me. And He does many, many times. If I'll make that step, if I'll raise out my hand to meet, and I'll do something to initiate, I find that God's strength and His perfection is there. And I just want to encourage us today that God can help us. He can help us to overcome. But we've got to go against our feelings, our doubts, the oppression that the enemy wants to bring against His people. I'm also reminded of the testimony that Faith Stewart had. I love her book, Faith Stewart. I never knew her. But the Lord wanted her to go somewhere, and I don't remember if it was down to Cuba or wherever she was going. It may have been to Cuba. But she didn't have the money to go. She didn't have the means to go. But you know what she did? She went and stood in line to get her ticket. Without the money. That seems strange, doesn't it? She went and stood in line as she was going to buy a ticket without anything to buy the ticket with. And there was a man that saw her in line, and he was touched. He didn't know her need, but he said, "You know," he said, "you remind me of my mother." And he just wanted to bless her with this offering that he put into her hand. And it was enough to get her ticket. You see, today, if we just follow our feelings, if we just follow what we feel, we'll fail. We'll come short. But if we begin to step out, though I don't see, and no, I don't recognize how it's going to work, the Lord can do it. The Lord can do it. He's not limited. So many times we bring Him down to our human level, our strength, and we're lost in our weakness. We get so lost in the failures that we made in the past, the weakness, the things that we've maybe failed in, and we just get lost and we draw back. Lord, help us today and encourage us today to believe that the Lord has what we need. And when we step and we walk, the Lord blessed Gideon. He said, "Go in this thy might." He didn't feel like he had any might. I want to share just another little thought. I've been praying and facing things in my own personal battles, and feeling like I had to have something from the Lord. I just feel like I got to have something. But I want to bring this little thought here to us today. The Lord told Gideon to go in your might. The Lord has already given you and I many good things to fight with. He's giving us a treasure chest of tools to combat and fight the enemy with. When I look back over my life and I realize and I start enumerating and realizing all the things that the Lord has showed me and revealed to me and taught me, it's a treasure chest of weaponry. We can still use those. They still work. When we have to have something new, the Lord will give us something new. But in the meantime, let's keep fighting with what He's given to us. Let's keep using what the Lord has already revealed. Let's keep applying it and putting it into place, what God has revealed to our hearts and our lives. And it will work. I know on my job, I use some of the same tools. I use them day in and day out. Over and over and over again. Every once in a while I have to buy a new tool. But mostly, old tools I've got. When you look at my tools, most of them are old tools. My DeWalt has got black tape wrapped around the end of it to hold the bit in because the little thing quit working. I just run them until they keep going, but it still works. And the things that God has given to you in your life, don't allow the enemy to discard those and say, that doesn't have any variance or value now. It does. He told Gideon, go in this thy might, and the Lord would bless him. And Gideon did that. And I want to encourage us today that we would go forward too. That we would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and recognize, yeah, Lord, I don't have what it takes, but I know that you do. I know the Spirit of the Lord, and we just take that little step. I remember, I'll share Brother Mark Sammons. I loved him. He was a precious brother. He told me there was times in his ministry when he got up to preach that he didn't have anything. No verse. No inspiration. That was kind of hard for me to believe that. Brother Mark was a very inspiring minister. But there were times that he didn't feel like he had anything. And I remember he mentioned that verse. He said, open thy mouth and the Lord will fill it. He would get up and open his Bible and the Lord would give him something right there. So we may not have all of our ducks in order, but we can trust God. We can trust the Holy Spirit. And know, you know, the Holy Spirit will not lead us into defeat. He will not lead us into defeat. There's power. There's an enabling power in the Holy Spirit as we yield to Him. Lord, help us to yield to Him. Amen.